To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Be the 25th caller at 64-POINT to grab your DVD compliments of Walt Disney Home Entertainment and qualify to dart off to Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure Theme Park with a four-pack of multi-day park hopper tickets. Happy 50th anniversary, Disneyland, from Classic Hits 97.1, The Point.
Classic Hits 97.1 The Point, Bob Dylan knocking on heaven's door. 7:16, Fox and McKenzie in the morning, Chris Fox, Stephen Gregg.
On the way, Cat Stevens, Eddie Money, and Steve Miller.
Also, congratulations to Gretchen Wilkinson. Gretchen was caller 25, and now she's qualified to get off to Disneyland. Colada and Lauren will give away the very last four-pack of three-day park hopper tickets coming up this afternoon at 5:50. So be listening for that. Also this morning, still your shot at winning tickets to go check out Bob Saget at the House of Blues and 51's tickets. Give me a shot at winning those coming up in just a bit. Let's get a quick check in traffic with AJ, see how everything's kicking off on this Tuesday back to work.
Oh, traffic is brought to us by the Window Depot. AJ, how are the roads?
Well, right now, I'm AJ. Classic is 97.1 The Point.
All right, thanks, AJ. Okay, Greg, now you were saying, Greg was just reading something that one in five people admit to going through their neighbor's garbage
late at night.
Okay.
Who would do that? Ew, why?
Have you guys ever driven out of your neighborhood and looked at some of the things that are being thrown away?
Well, yeah.
I don't know if that doesn't really count, though.
Okay.
I didn't touch it.
Let me ask you this. Once you throw something away, does that give up your ownership? 64-POINT. It's a free call on your Sprint PCS phone at #971. I'm just curious to know, once you throw something in the trash,
okay, once
should somebody have to come and say, hey, is it okay if I take this?
Okay, so if it's at the curb, it's fair game, right?
I don't know.
Okay, now, the reason I bring up that question is I had a lighting fixture. You know the two power lights?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were shorted out. Gone. And I didn't want to take the time to go through and monkey with it, because the fact of the matter is it's like $20 at the home improvement places for another set.
Yeah.
You know? So I put them out at the curb. They were gone within the hour.
Really?
They were gone within the hour.
Wow.
Did you see who took them?
No. But don't blink, man. People in my neighborhood definitely go through the garbage.
My old neighborhood, there was a guy who used to come around, an Asian guy, used to drive around in his truck with his kids.
On trash day?
Night before trash day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they would go through the trash. Literally go through the trash to see if there was anything good in there. Now, how are you, Barb?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, once your trash is at the curb, is it?
What, yeah, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
So it's open game?
I think so. You put it on the curb, go for it. If you want to go through my disgusting garbage, go for it.
All right.
That's how I look at it.
So Barb says yes, it is. It's free.
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, Barb.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, we have a chair out this morning.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And I set it aside of the can, but it's broken.
Got a bunch of Lamonts out there.
You know, is it better to go through?
Are you going to be using that chair?
No, man, it's out on the curb.
Okay. Is anything wrong with it?
Yeah, it's broken. That's why I put it out in the trash.
Oh, maybe I'll take a look at it.
You know, my old neighbor took my old lawnmower. Ah, oh, I can fix it. A year down the road, it's still sitting on the side of his house. So what were you going to ask, Steph?
Well, I was going to say, yesterday we dropped off stuff at the Salvation Army and they weren't open. And there was stuff wrapped all the way around. I mean, there was so much stuff. I'd never seen anything like it.
Well, that's because they moved locations.
So, so are you asking, can you take stuff from Salvation Army if it's put out there? No way.
People were.
No.
I'm not kidding you. They were rummaging through all the stuff, taking clothes, and there was a washer and dryer set. And because people were leaving stuff to go into the Salvation Army today.
Isn't that stealing?
Well, if they haven't checked it in, it's just kind of sitting in an alley.
That same thing is the...
Oh, I say that's stealing.
What's the difference between that or garbage sitting on your sidewalk?
Because you're making that as a donation.
What if they're closed? What if they're closed and they haven't checked it in yet?
Okay, let's switch it up. Is that stealing or not? 64-POINT. It's a free call on your Sprint PCS phone at #971.
Yeah. At the youth ball.
Yeah.
He was doing amen, I think, when they cut to him on CNN, and I saw you back there.
Yeah, I was trying to get as close as I possibly could. Yeah, you know, occasionally I was sweating profusely trying to dance and keep up with the president now. I can't say president-elect anymore because it is official. And, of course, the first lady. But I got to tell you, yesterday I had a chance. Naturally, my classes run from 10:50 to 2:55, three in a row. But I did give the first class an opportunity to depart a little early. And I said, look, it's history. If I'm you, I'm also interested in watching this as well. Unfortunately, I didn't feel the ability to give all, you know, it ran longer than anticipated, but I did give them off a little bit. Hopefully they were able to catch some of it. I was able to catch bits and pieces. I watched some of the wrap-up shows, the nightly news, and then last night virtually all the networks traded on and off, and I'm sure you were checking out some of the coverage as well. But all in all, the thing that just struck me, two things stood out for me. One, the crowd. Just when you really, when they did the views, where they panned back and really gave you a perspective of 1.5 million people all there together. I mean, that was almost, and I got to think for Barack Obama, I mean, that's got to be almost overwhelming. I mean, obviously, if you're the president, it is a power trip position. No question. I mean, you are the ultimate power. But how do you not look out there? You know, and granted, he was able to engage a group of people that typically are very disengaged when it comes to politics and voting, et cetera. It's not like any of that should have been a surprise, but man, to actually on that day to look out and see the culmination of what you set out to do was pretty amazing.
And it speaks to the idiot inside of me where I'm sitting there watching it going, that's a bigger crowd than Forrest Gump had.
Oh man, yeah, you think?
Right. It's the only pop culture buffoon.
It is
but
amazing.
It was staggering. I mean, when they would show that, I mean, and all the way back to the Washington Monument, and we were commenting,
yeah.
Those two things are not close to one another.
That's what I mean. I mean, when you think of the mass.
And it just went wide. Well, it went straight down, and then it just kept spreading out wide, and the buildings covered with people.
How about the parade? You know, basically they had 13,000 people in the parade itself. Yeah. And when you think about most of the people that were literally, and if you see some of the photographs and see some of the video, I mean, where they've got the fencing, the barricades, I mean, you're sardine. I mean, it's not like you're spread out. I mean, they are packed in. You think the Secret Service was pretty happy when they got out and walked? And that was one of the questions of would they do that? Good God.
You knew he would.
Oh, you knew? Yeah, he had to. Yeah. I mean, essentially. But the other thing that for me that I thought gave a really good perspective is every time the guy talks, quite frankly, I'm more impressed with his delivery, yesterday what he said from the standpoint. And I just hope this. Here is my great fear. Now, he's got till noon today for me to resurrect what's happened. I mean, he's got, you know, it's we're inside of 6 hours now. If he hasn't fixed the stock market, if he hasn't fixed the financial institutions at noon today. Don't give me this 100 days crap. Don't give
first
me 6
100
months.
Minutes,
don't
sir.
Give me all that. He's got until noon. He's got half a day. And if he can't get things done, he's actually got a little bit more than
you're
that.
You're giving him more than most.
Here's the reality, though. The one thing that he continues to do, and I would as well, because here's the harsh reality for me if I'm Barack Obama. They're expecting me to do things that no one can do. Not to the level of expectation, not in the time frame that essentially I'm being inadvertently allotted.
Mm.